Zone head first.
Gonna fucking start, dude.
This is all vodka, man.
Yeah.
I don't like vodka.
I feel like I can see where mine's clearer at the bottom than the where the lemonade.
I feel
was.
Like way less of
mine
a man
like
drinking clear liquor.
Yeah,
I don't mind vodka.
It's gotta
like
be
gin.
It's gotta be piss.
I think gin's so fucking bad.
Gin is horrible.
Yeah. When you told me you puke from vodka but not gin, I thought.
Well, I drank a lot of vodka. I also peed on myself that night.
Is there a pube on this mic? There's a pube on it.
That's how we usually.
Welcome to the man cast.
Yeah, you're into the dog pound.
Once
now.
We get into it, we take our pants off and let our dicks
the first
do the
prank
talking.
Of many.
Yeah, we're podcast where we prank you by putting pubes all over them.
Yeah, we're big pube guys here.
Of that nature.
Man, I really should shave my pubes.
It's like it comes like monthly. Like she can't have sex once. It's like a period almost.
Oh god. It is weird.
And
I should.
She didn't get it from having sex. It was like the first time.
Wait, she didn't get it.
No,
from having
she
sex?
Got.
So
somebody
she's a
went.
Liar,
somebody went. No, somebody went down on her and they had a cold sore.
Oh.
Well,
I feel like I should know more herpes. People who have herpes.
Yeah. It, what is it? It's like one out of three.
It's one out of three.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
That's insane.
I've
dude.
Heard one out
and
of
herpes.
Four, but,
was, herpes wasn't even really a thing yeah. like 50 years ago, right? Right.
I've been blown pretty away different. That I haven't gotten herpes. Because I've dated some questionable.
STDs are a huge fear of mine.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah,
I
mean
I'm afraid
gross.
Of sharks.
I don't want herpes. Yeah.
Sharks are pretty scary, too. Imagine yeah. STD-infested shark.
He's eating you and
we should make AIDS. We should make a movie about that.
What's more painful, getting an STD in your dick or in your puss?
Let's find out.
All right, all right, Matt, everybody. Show me your pussy.
All right, now we're asking the questions.
Now we're getting real. This is the best Joe Rogan podcast I've ever listened to.
Jamie, can you pull up pull up that dog on mushrooms.
I need a little
shooting
more
a bow and arrow.
Pull up that dog.
Damn it, I saw a video today that I really wanted us to watch, and I totally forgot about it. Fuck.
Well...
I told myself, I was like, I should write this out. I was like, nah, I don't need to write it down.
Maybe it'll come to you.
What was it? Describe it.
I can't.
Yeah,
I completely...
no real, you didn't write it down or anything? Or save
no,
it
I told
any,
myself I was
going
to write it down, but I was like in class, and I was just like, fuck.
So you were in like a perfect place to write it down?
Yeah, right. Oh, no, I shouldn't have even been on my phone in the first place. But it was
you're not
first
like teaching
like,
the class, are you? You're
tomorrow
like a teacher's
I
assistant?
God, I hope not.
You're not like up in the front doing the talking?
Tomorrow I am.
What are you going to teach?
How to be a pretty fucking chill dude.
Yeah. I was like, all right, guys, this is how you become cool. And I just pull out a joint.
Podcasting 101.
I just live stream it.
Yeah.
Getting all these kids high. No.
Give a lecture on podcasting.
There was a, like a substitute teacher. You guys hear about that? Substitute teacher that like helped Fight Club in his class.
Like,
and he got
a
caught.
Fight Club?
Yeah, he got caught.
Who talked?
It's like smoking
one
cigarettes.
One of the kids. Or they like showed, they had videos of it. There was videos of these kids just like, I don't know.
Beating the shit out of each other?
No, they couldn't really fight. Like it was like, it looked like they were slap boxing, but they didn't really fight. But you saw him like at the door like laughing.
Hey,
and like he got caught. He's like, I just wanted to fit in with the kids.
At least it's not dog fighting. I'll take kid
much
fighting.
Worse.
Yeah.
Kid fighting's like,
yeah.
kind
fighting's
of, that's
kind of
funny.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny.
Are there like kid fighting rings? Like dog rings?
Dude, I hope so.
Apparently, you got to find this guy. And
I used to do this bit where, when I was a kid, like this kid bullied me, and he was like, yo, my dad could kick your dad's ass. Classic. And I was like, what now? Do we like have a meet up?
Set it up?
Like fucking...
What's our next step here?
Jerry from accounting. Yeah.
Dad, against... you got to do it again.
Yeah, my dad's pretty busy. He's on a work trip right now, but when he gets back from San Fe, he's going to kick your dad's ass.
He's going to fuck your dad up, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to fuck my mom, and I'm going to watch.
I would have loved if two of my friends
my
dads
hero.
See who came out on top.
My dad is number one. He tells me to tell him that all the time.
Did you guys ever like play baseball as a kid and see like two dads almost fight?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
The peak. Can you imagine your life getting to that fucking point where like nothing's going on?
Or how boring your life is? That he's going to fight a dude?
Yeah. I saw two moms get in a fight once, dude.
Hot.
Or it was like a mom and a stepmom, like the same. They weren't like.
Same
was,
kid?
Yeah. It was like one kid's problem to deal with. It was pretty rough. He like threw off his glove and like ran off the field and like got in between him, like tried to break him up. And it was like some like fall baseball league. Me and some buddies were playing it. We were like, "This, we are. Yes. What have we done?
Were they?
How old were you?
We were like, I was maybe like 13 or 14.
That's
or something.
Fucking. What, that's a great age. Dude,
we
that's a great age.
Destroyed every single team.
Really?
What caused
like,
the
it
fight?
It was not even fair. Like. I don't know. Probably custody battles or something.
Oh, my
I don't know.
God.
What do moms and stepmoms fight about?
That ain't your son.
Yeah, like makeup.
Yeah.
Some sort of.
That's my eyeliner.
I had a feeling it was some family shit was going down.
Man. I've seen.
Took care of it on the diamond. Like men, dude.
I've seen parents women, almost so. Fight refs.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So
sure.
That's still so crazy. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine caring that much.
I remember
at a little league
about caring that much about your kids.
I played little league tackle, and I remember like I was just a bench warmer, and one day my dad's like, hey, "Coach, put my son in." I just turned around, I'm like, "Dad, sit down."
Oh, that's bad.
It was like even worse.
Yeah,
it was like
the dads that just yell things at their son, not even the coach.
Yeah,
when they're like yelling shit at him while they're at the plate trying to bat or something. Yeah. That is.
I do.
My dad would cheer me on while I drank water, sitting at the bench.
So, like cheering him on.
Good swing, son.
Like, trying to like criticize their swing or something. Like telling them like tip, like choke up, do this. Like, dude, fucking sit.
Oh, like how do you not think that that's not going to fuck your kid up?
Yeah. Like, that, no, that's definitely helping him.
Public shaming. That's how my me and my son will be better.
Well, I mean, can you imagine though? Like, you sign your son up for like little league of some kind, and you just go to the first practice, and then it's like there's the coach. That's like the new dad. I guess I got to take a seat now and watch this man father my child.
That seems pretty like that's very insecure. If that's someone's like,
it's probably because
kids. What is this guy gonna fuck my wife now
I feel
too?
Like most of these dads were in the same position when they just like. I remember one kid on my soccer team and like he was like 14 or 15, and his kid was just there like he was there to send us to tournaments with money. Like it was just a roster spot. And he was so bad. He had no business on our team. And I remember at a game, his dad like screaming like, "Why's my goddamn kid in the game?" And everyone's like, "Cause he sucks." Like we're all 14 and we can tell he's awful. How could you not figure this out?
Really made me realize that most dads are just really stupid bros. Yeah. Not a guy that grew up pregnant.
A lot of people have a kid and like that's little me out there. It's like you're benching me, so I'm gonna freak out about it.
Maybe when you when you have a kid, you stop growing on a sociological or even mental level.
I think that's where you're at. I think that's
you
when you give up when completely. You have a kid. You're like, well. Right. Might as well be dead now.
You can't really better yourself. But that's just a cop out. I think you can. Look at Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's killing it. He's killing it.
Dude, I always think, whenever I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast and he like will briefly bring up his wife and kids for like 2 minutes after like talking about like boar
hunting. I didn't even know he had kids.
Yeah, it's like
I don't even know he had married. He was married. Like, I just assumed
that's,
it.
That's probably more of like a.
But he has his own life.
Like I'm all on the internet. I don't want weirdos messing with my kids.
That's
Mommy,
true.
Where's
that's true.
Dad? He's like outliving the most awesome life ever.
Yeah, he's a pretty intense guy, but I feel like he's.
I'm sure his kids are around when he's doing like dope shit too. Like he has like a.
That, actually, no. I do remember on the podcast him talking about like his. Dog and his daughters. I feel like he talks about his pets.
I think like a lot of famous people are like don't talk about their kids. Like
he probably doesn't want a, like a bunch of dudes on Instagram saying they want to fuck his daughters.
Yeah, it's not like a
like me.
Like a
Jenna Apatow's daughters or one of his daughters is hot.
I'm sure the other one will be hot.
Can we get an age?
Oh yeah,
yeah. They're they're six and eight.
Yeah, the 6 year old's hot. The 8 one isn't all that developed yet. No, one of them goes.
She looks mean.
One of them goes to Northwestern. Yeah, most hot people look mean.
They always.
Yeah, no, I do look mean.
Yeah, you're pretty hot.
They're the worst actors in his movies too.
Are they? I mean,
yeah, they're always terrible. Well, one's better.
No, Love. One of them's in Love. The youngest one's in Love, which was conflicting because I thought she was the older one at one point. I was
watch that show after season one? Did you watch?
I smoke a lot of weed and sit on my couch, man.
Dude,
yeah,
I think I that show was so fucking.
I love
lame.
Jillian Jacobs. She's
but she's
awesome.
Not a good actress. Have you seen that new movie with her, Ibiza? It's the biggest piece of fucking.
I don't know what it is. What's
dog
it
shit, dude?
I didn't see.
It's a quirky story about three girls who go to Spain, and they fuck a bunch of dudes.
Whoa!
I'm into that.
I only watched the first 30 minutes. I was so... I don't know why that even makes me mad. It's just like...
That woman fuck, Matt.
It's a slice of life comedy, Matt.
I love it.
I'm just mad that they could afford plane tickets to Spain.
Yeah, that's true. I'm mad that they can afford to pay for their apartment while they're in Spain. Actually, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what happened.
I'm sure they did.
I'm assuming they remained...
I did see Han indoors. Solo alone in a. I got the last seat in the movie theater.
Oh damn!
And like the movie I went to, I forgot it came out that the weekend, the Sunday. Was that like Sunday? Yeah, I did it after Sunday's podcast.
Uh huh.
And
sat alone.
I was a little high. And I got there, and I was like, I can't figure out why I can't see the movie time I want to see. So I went up. I was like, hey, it's not letting me, because I tried to do it alone.
Yeah.
So it's not letting me see the movie I want to see. And they're like, oh, it's already sold out. And I was like, all right, let me get another one. And I was farthest seat to the left in the first row. So I was like, luckily it leans back.
Sounds like a terrible.
Dude, but, going to a movie alone
I got there,
is the greatest fucking thing.
I love it. But I got there an hour early, so I went to the bar. And I was just like drinking, and after my third drink, they're like, "Yeah, you can't have any more." I'm like, "Dude, I'm not. I've had three drinks. I'm not drunk." And they're like, "We just cut people off after three."
Yeah.
So I went to a bar across the street and got a couple more drinks, and then went back. And I just sat there alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you shaking because of alcohol withdrawal?
Yeah, I threw up.
You just need like eight drinks.
I threw up on the 8-year-old next to me, and then punched his dad in the throat. So I didn't get to finish the movie. I got out scot-free though.
Yeah.
Where did good that movie, though. Come good from? Movie. Scott Free.
Scott.
Fucking weird.
I said scotch.
I said I don't scotch. Think said
I came out scotch free because I was drinking scotch.
Wait, why and is it scotch? I did not scotch pay free? For
it. I don't know why it would be either one of those, honestly. Scott or scotch.
Dude, I've been saying a lot of sayings wrong my whole life. I've been saying scotch and no one's ever corrected me.
Remember you said you were getting a bunch of fat tires one night at some bar and you kept Dude. Looking at the bartender like, yeah, a flat tire.
That was the first
you were,
person.
Like, correcting her.
That was like the coolest place I did a show. It was just an awful show.
Where was it?
It was at the Wilmette Theater. And like,
oh, yeah.
We got there and all the performers got to like drink and whatever for free.
Whatever.
Nobody showed up.
Drink and like eat. Like they had deep dish pizza. Like they had Gino's what? Like behind. They had like what? Popcorn. John Spillane went up and threw popcorn at a bunch of people. And he's like, tell me why I should marry you. Because it was a row of women. And he just went one by one asking why I should marry them. And then
throw popcorn
at he decided, he's like, I'm going to marry you, which was like all of their dads. It was so weird.
What a wacky goof. What a goofball.
Yeah, it's too bad he died.
Irish fuck.
What a goofball.
He's dead now.
Is he dead?
Yeah, dude. Whenever people move out of Chicago, they're dead.
So, what happened to him?
He moved out of Chicago. I don't know. Probably got eaten by a giant snake in Ireland.
I thought St. Patrick drove all those out.
Those Irish anacondas are coming back.
Yeah, they got them. So
that priest who fucked me lied to me.
That bastard. That's probably the worst thing he's ever done.
Wouldn't that be really weird if priests started molesting like guys in their 50s?
There's a
just try to cover their tracks. So
a 52-year-old man at the Catholic school that I went to got accused of.
You fucked a kid.
I don't know if it was raping or like they were very. It was a Catholic church, so they're as quiet as possible. They read letters that he sent to us.
Oh my god!
Being like, have faith. I was like, well,
wait,
he's
like
not
what,
real.
From,
he raped somebody
from prison.
No, I honestly think he got transferred. I honestly think he got transferred.
Oh no, yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah,
that's how they do it.
Oh,
yeah, they send him somewhere else.
I was an altar boy, so I don't.
I was an altar boy.
I don't know what I didn't have. Whatever the other kid had, it's kind of upsetting.
Yeah, I never got touched, probably because I'm like a badass, dude. They thought I'd fuck them up.
Or they just didn't think you're hot enough.
Oh, well, yeah, it's probably that one.
Dude, you had nice calves.
They saw these calves and they still didn't want them, dude. I don't know.
And you've had that beard since you were like 8, yeah. Right?
Fourth grade, dude.
Yeah, fourth grade.
When I was an altar boy.
Same face and body since I was in fourth
grade. I've looked like this since fourth grade.
That one's a little too ripe for me.
Dude, I don't know how I would have reacted if I was an altar boy, too. I don't know how I would have reacted if a priest, if I like was just walking out, I got like led into a hallway with, and a priest just had his dick out. I would probably be like, well, this is fucked up, but it's way less boring in church. So.
You're not wrong.
Something's happening.
Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah.
Did they make you go to church at least once a week during like?
No, I went to like the big Catholic high school. It was like once a month.
But wait, it's
still
weird. You're from Illinois?
Yeah, I'm from Northbrook.
What Catholic high school did you go to?
Loyola.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I went to Montini for like a semester and a half.
Teeny Montini.
And I was like, I fucking hate this place. Like,
yeah.
I showed up late once and I got an hour-long detention writing, I will not be late. And I was like, this is fucking dumb.
Yeah, mine
homework. If you'd only known the three
pixels
trick.
You guys yell at me all the time for not doing my homework. Let me do my homework in detention. Like, this is the fucking worst.
My high school was like almost 3,000 kids, so it was like a Catholic school, but it was like a regular school where they made you wear khakis.
Yeah. Catholic schools get fucked up. Khakis. I only went so much because it's all like rich kids. Like,
I went to Catholic school.
They're all smoking K2.
Kindergarten to fifth grade, and then in my town, then you start going to public school. So I only got the Catholic school
I've never
in
heard
the,
of that. That's
like
weird.
Real formative years.
Well, I went to Catholic
really,
school
really
from
stuck with me,
like preschool to. 7th grade. And I liked it then, but I was just like, there was a middle school right next to my house, a public school, and I didn't want to drive 45 minutes to school or get a ride. And I was like, let me just switch and I'll go to Catholic school and high school. I went to public school and I got in too much trouble, so my parents were like, nope, we're switching. I was like, this place sucks. And then
look how good you turned out though, because of that decision.
Man, you're still
sitting,
alive, baby.
You're sitting with
alive.
Three other pedophiles. And,
three other pedophiles?
Yeah. Three other.
Three so other.
I'm just a hobbyist, right? Take it easy.
He's not looking at it as a profession. He's just dipping his toes in.
Oh, man.
You know, oh, man, that's
dipping
hot.
Dipping his toes.
I want to try that out.
A nice visual.
Dude, I'm fucking... Do you guys watch Black Mirror?
Yeah.
I've seen a few.
That show's good.
Bro, did you see that Black Museum episode with the super hot girl from Black Panther?
I don't think so.
Shit fucked me up. There was like a doctor that got like, I don't want to get too into it, but they got something put in the back of his head where if you put a net, like this net type thing on people's heads, he could feel what they're feeling. He got like addicted to it. And like, oh, it was wild. It fucked me up, man.
Yeah, that show's pretty heavy.
And I watched another episode about like this little fucking dog robot going around killing people. And like, there's a ton of them. And before I watched that, literally like 3 weeks ago, I saw this video where they like, they literally made something that looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
We're all going to die. We're all going to die from robots.
There are some hilarious robot videos on the internet, though. So,
like what?
There's just videos of like them like trying to do stuff but failing because they're not good enough yet. And it's very funny. And when they're good enough, they'll remember.
They're gonna remember us making fun. They're going to find this and kill you.
What's that company?
I love robots and everything they do. They're perfect.
Boston Dynamics, I think. They make
you know
Boston Legal.
Boston Market?
William Shatner is making robots.
I think Boston Market fucking sucks ass.
Yeah, that mac and cheese.
Fuck
you, Boston.
How often do you go to Boston Market?
I had it like once 3 years ago.
I've never had it one time. Never had it once, but honestly, after that, I probably never will.
Do you know how much better it is making a chicken at your house?
Who has the time?
Do you know how easy it is to make a chicken in your oven that rather than have some fucking Puerto Rican dude like make it 10 hours earlier and then just have it sit out all day? No, dude, Boston Market is home cooking for people who are too fat and lazy and stupid to make food.
Any cooking in a restaurant isn't cooking. I worked at Red Robin and like it's just...
You heard it here first,
folks. It's assembling already uncooked fucking weird food,
dude. Even in nice restaurants, most of it is still
more fried. That's all
even
it is.
Even if they're not microwaving stuff, it's all prepared out anyway. So a lot of it is just heating things up.
Yeah, because it's all about I got to be able to make this as quickly as possible.
Like right? The burgers at Red Rod.
I used to work Red at an IHOP, dude, and they literally microwave everything.
Pancakes?
Like, they make pancakes and they make omelets on like a flat top grill, and that's about it. Everything else is like, people would go into. I worked at an IHOP in Terre Haute. I waited tables at an IHOP in Terre Haute, Indiana. It was maybe the worst job ever as far as the amount of money I made.
I feel like waiting tables would be the best job there.
It was, I guess, but I mean, not a lot of big tippers in Terre Haute.
You're slammed on after church gets out.
Oh, dude, Sunday afternoon, those old bitches made bank, but those people had been there for like 6 years. They got like those shifts are like fuck you. This is my shift, like because those people make bank.
Dude, people are cutthroat like that,
and they're all old ladies who had been there for years. Like I never worked a Sunday morning at.
Could you have taken them all at once?
Physically, yeah, I could have beat the shit out of these women. But
let's go, dude. But I drove here. Let's go to Tara.
But like serving food skills? No, they'd have fucking ran me over, dude. Yeah. They knew what they were doing.
Dude,
but it is crazy
I've been a waiter at a bunch of restaurants, man. When you when you're like in the weeds and you're fucked, dude, that is a hard is a hard job.
It's a stressful job when you're busy. Yeah, totally.
I worked in the kitchen in college, dude. When you were behind, that shit is fucking hard.
Yeah, but the only thing
that's like real work
working in the front of the house if you get, the only thing is like, anyone who's a waiter, just be cool with the kitchen staff.
Yeah.
As cool as possible, right. And your job will be a million times easier.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone who works at a restaurant, everyone is friends, but people feel like they don't have any friends at work.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like, it's more.
No,
like,
dude, it's so much closer at restaurants than other jobs.
Yeah, but everyone's on edge
like,
a lot.
You're like,
everyone's pissed
yeah,
off.
Everyone's yeah, everyone's angsty. Yeah, because, like, yeah. If one person doesn't do their job, that could fuck you. Like,
it's like literally fuck
I got,
you.
Dude, yeah. I got bitched out by this fucking. When I worked, I don't know, Mark doesn't want. I was saying it. I worked at a department. When I worked at Nordstrom, Mark had to be there.
I got to beep out his name.
Nah,
now.
Fuck
yeah,
it.
You
fuck
didn't
it.
Have to mention that.
Leave him out to dry.
You worked at, you just say you worked at Alinea.
I worked at and this lady, I was like about to roll silverware in like 5 minutes. And I was, I don't even remember what I was just sitting on my phone. I wasn't doing anything, probably. And she came back. She's like, I'm trying to go home. You got to like roll this away. I was like, damn, relax. Like, and she just got madder when I was like, relax. And she just laid dude, into
I
me.
I mean, people, if you work in a busy restaurant in the back, it's like fucking Full Metal Jacket back there. Like, you're fucking up everybody's shit. We're going to beat you with a bar of soap. Like, do your job.
When I was at Red Robin, you
like
know who got
pile.
The person who got stern. Fucked the most was like the expo. The person,
the weak
like,
link.
They would have somebody. They were called the expo this shot, but they would just have someone like we'd set out the orders and the tickets and they'd sort it out for the servers. And he'd be like, I'm missing this ticket. I was like, well, you fucked up. Like, get the fuck away from it. Cause I'm like dripping sweat into people's food. And like, yeah.
Dude, there's a, you know that dude Mario Batali?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm aware.
Yeah. Well, he worked at, like in the '80s, like the most famous restaurant, this dude, Marco Pierre White.
Yeah. 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 I heard this story.
Who was just like the first, like, he was like Anthony Bourdain before Anthony Bourdain, if Anthony Bourdain just stayed a cook.
Yeah.
But this guy got like super famous and like really, really popular and was known for like beating his chefs.
Yeah.
Or like beating
like
his line.
Gordon
cooks,
Ramsay
like, during,
was one of his
it.
Guys.
Yeah,
right?
There's videos of them getting fucking so chewed out, dude.
Yeah.
And, well, okay, so that dude Mario Batali was working for Marco Pierre White. And made like risotto, probably like perfectly. And the dude who was his boss tasted it and looked at it, and then just threw the whole like thing at him. And then Mario Batali was like, "Fuck this!" and grabbed like two handfuls of salt and put it over like everything that was cooking.
Oh,
that fuck yeah, that's awesome.
That is
yeah.
Sabotage,
dude. Yeah. The kitchens are like fucking. That's like
damn.
If prison's anything like a kitchen, that yeah. is scary,
dude.
Dude,
it's a different breed of people because they'll work and close, get off at like 11 or 12, stay out till 5, and then open at
and
8.
And, dude, do you realize what your reality is? You're looking at stainless steel all day.
Yeah.
There's no windows in there.
Dude, closing down a kitchen
dude,
is the
well,
biggest.
You're,
oh,
working,
man,
you're working
of
with a bunch
time.
Of other psychos.
Restaurant
yeah.
cooks
dude.
Are like really poor rock stars. That's all they are. Like
yeah.
they live a similar like.
Debauchery.
If they weren't so
if
they weren't so fat,
yeah,
they'd fuck all the time.
Yeah. It's like
they
drugs
had time.
And booze and
right. Yeah.
One time at a cooking job I had, there were these. It was always me and these three Mexican dudes, and one of them's name was Sam, and he fucking hated me because I was just bad. It was my first cooking job, so I was bad when I first started. So I was like slow and like prep. I would like fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And he, like, everyone knew he hated me, and then they were like, do you hate him? I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm 17. And then he, they were all sitting there, like, in the corner of the kitchen watching something on the phone set up while doing prep work. I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys watching? And I look, and it's just porn. They're all just watching porn doing prep work.
Yeah, there's no
like,
HR
this
in the kitchen.
So weird.
You know what is? It was always weird to me?
The
like,
manager... I feel like every kitchen manager had a kitchen, definitely had a kitchen job, and sure. then they just know the shit that goes on, so they just
dude.
Choose their battles.
Managers at restaurants work really hard too,
and they get no fucking respect.
They get
no
respect, no dude. And
respect.
Also, I just couldn't imagine like I've worked a lot. I've been a waiter and a busboy and like worked in kitchens a lot. I couldn't imagine like being like. Yeah, you know what? This is the right environment for me. I got to work up in
yeah,
this like hellhole
yeah.
of like anxiety and like yelling.
The good, the good ones are so few and far between, too,
right.
as far as like restaurant managers.
That's
I
why a
like
lot
I'm
of these amazing. That's why like all these like Michelin star restaurants are that was fucking cool by the way. are so amazing because everyone's like a fine tuned machine. It's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm qualified to be a restaurant manager.
I really doubt that.
I've loved every joke I've taken, and I've worked at restaurants for like 5 years. Dude, I totally could.
Yeah.
I'll start cooking
and I'll tell you how to do it.
The job is not rocket science, but it's so boring, dude.
Yeah, and like inventory, like that shit sucks. Oh my god.
Oh my god, yeah.
That shit. I've had to do inventory and it's just fucking the most brain dead person in the world could do it, but they would kill themselves because it's so fucking boring.
But if you're the manager, you're also like the authority, like disciplinary figure at that place of work. Do you really want that?
That's the only thing I couldn't do it.
You want to fire
because people don't respect me as a person.
Can you imagine being like front of house manager though, and like all your staff, all your hosts, and all your waitresses and waiters are all like theater majors or something, and they're trying to like become actors during the day?
Dude, that's the weird thing with working in restaurants in Chicago here.
Oh, I'm one of these people too.
No one will admit that this is their job.
Yeah,
I won't admit that my job is my job.
Right? Yeah. I'm way more of a corporate Scrooge than a comedian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Like what affects actually like my lifestyle? Obviously
you're
not
doing it 8 hours
comedy.
A day, like,
yeah. Well, yeah, I don't think you're allowed. I don't think you're allowed to like introduce yourself as a comedian until you're like, I bought my house because of comedy.
I also hate telling people I do comedy.
Like, not only do I make money, I'm saving money because of comedy.
Yeah,
my two friends who got me the job at my school, like they knew I did comedy like prior to this, and like
they're like, you need a
three
job.
Other people know, and someone came up to me like, oh, I heard you like do stand up comedy. I'm like, who told you? I was like, and I was like I was pissed. I was just like, if they asked me to tell them a joke, I would have been pissed.
There's no need to tell.
Dude, that's what my whole fucking Christmas is.
The
my dad's side of the family is like 60 people, dude. Because he's one of nine kids.
My dad's one of the 8 kids.
I have my little cunty fucking 14-year-old cousins come up to me like, oh, you think you're funny? Tell me a joke. Yeah, you're about to get your period tomorrow.
You just tell your rape meme or a joke and just read the kids
that. It's like I never want to invite them because I know they'll hate. I know they'll hate it. So
yeah,
I
don't get it.
Yeah. My uncle, he's the fucking man. I love him. But when he finally did comedy, he was like, you should dip your ass in orange paint and moon the crowd and call yourself Carrot Bottom. I was like, you're a fantastic writer. I was like, I don't know why I didn't think of that.
That might be the best bit I've ever heard.
Just show my asshole to people and just get blacklisted instantly.
I actually like your uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the fucking man. He came in.
He seems cool.
He came in.
Put a carrot in your ass and call yourself Carrot Bottom.
Last time I saw him was at a wedding and he came in and just reeked of weed. I was like, where were you? He was like, I'll just hit my oney outside.
Is he like the fuck up?
Yeah. I don't want to be a dick, but yeah. He's my godfather, so I mean.
Oh, fuck.
It's pretty on brand.
I hope your parents are okay.
The apple doesn't fall far from the God tree.
Yeah, it's way closer, way closer.
God's real.
Dude, that shit, if you're like labeled in a big family like that, if you're labeled as the fuck up, you're never getting out of that.
I mean, he's not labeled, but...
He doesn't do himself.
You don't need a label maker.
Was he the only one of the 8 kids that was outside getting stoned?
No, not at all. Like, one of my uncles, like, loved, like, beating the shit out of people, like...
Okay.
My dad didn't grow up in the best area. Like,
where'd you grow up?
In St. Louis, but it was
part of St. Louis, like East St. Louis.
Close. East St. Louis is worse, but he's like right outside of the city. So it's like in the city in St. Louis isn't good. Like you get robbed. I mean, you get robbed in any city,
dude. My mom's from St. Louis.
Wait, where?
Like Kirkwood and shit.
Do you know where Carondelet is?
No, I haven't been there in a long time.
Oh.
But dude, people from St. Louis are weird. It's a weird city.
Why?
I don't know.
It's such a tight-knit, dude. If I say, like, I'm an Unger in St. Louis, somebody's, like, if I got up at a bar and I was like, I'm an Unger, somebody would know somebody I'm related to. Everybody fucking knows everybody.
How many people are in
St. Louis? I don't know. We could probably Google that, but it's just like...
Dude, some of the most feminine...
People don't leave. That's the thing. People don't leave St. Louis.
Some of the most feminine men I've ever met in my life are white dudes from St. Louis.
Oh, really? Some of the most racist people I've ever met is white dudes from St. Louis. Like,
right. It's just a bunch of dudes who have like weirdly clean nails for being a guy and like checkered shorts.
Dude, what the... Oh, wait, okay. The city itself has a population of 300,000.
That's really small.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Dude, I thought St. Louis was much bigger than that. There's like, how many people are in Evansville, Indiana?
Let's see.
It's like as much just as, so try that's, to wrap that might be less it. Than Naperville.
Naperville's probably more than that.
120,000.
I'm pretty sure
you know what else is crazy? How we consider, like, how is that a city compared to, like, any city in China that has, like, a... Dude, there's 50 cities in China with a million people or more living there.
Ouch.
That's outrageous.
Dude, in Shanghai, there's 24 million people. You know how many people live in Chicago?
Three.
Yeah. Okay, I was wrong. Naperville is half of St. Louis.
What are we, third
but
biggest
Aurora
country?
Is 201,000. Like,
it's like L.A. and New York?
Houston might be... Houston and Chicago are like tied. I think Chicago's a little bit bigger.
Wait, we're the biggest city? Is that what it is?
Would you say there's 50?
No,
is that
like
what
a third. 50? In Shanghai, there's... In Shanghai, a city in actual land size, the same basically as Chicago, and there's 24 million people there. That means that Chicago is an eighth
that's
of that
place.
That's
probably more than Illinois. I mean, it's surely more than Illinois.
Oh, that's probably Illinois and Iowa.
Man. Fuck Iowa. A lot of Chinese out there.
Ding dong. dude, that is so that is the one thing that, like, if I have kids, I'll, like, I'll do a really badly timed Asian. Dude, like, an Asian impression is going to be so taboo in 20 years. It's going to be. And I'm going to still do it, and I'm probably going to lose, like, marriages over it.
If you do it while the kids are young enough, they'll have good memories of it.
Right.
And they won't know.
It's just, it's the only impression I like doing, and it's really fucked up, but it's the most fun for me, dude.
Do you want to do, like, any other voice?
Oh, yeah.
You want some tape? No.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Is that what that guy?
Yeah, I want some tape, yeah.
Is that what that guy in Vegas, the tape face guy?
I don't know what I just walked into.
But I don't know. But I think a lot of people won't like it.
Mm. Well, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's the way she goes.
Because we don't give a fuck anyway.
We give it to them raw. That's what we do. So.
Oh, sorry, fellas. That's what I wrote down to prepare for this. Asian impression.
Do you ever have dreams, Matt?
Yeah.
You do?
Sure. I have dreams all the time.
What?
Really?
I have dreams all the time, man.
You're a pothead.
Not really. I really not. I smoke like once a week.
So you smoke when other people have weed?
I got some weed in the place. Actually, no, that's a lie. Recently, because I like recently bought weed. I've been smoking like every day. So, yeah, I am a pothead probably.
Yeah. Wait, what? You just went from once a week to once a day?
Yeah, I was thinking like a few months ago where I like was poor and never had weed. But now I have some money.
Yeah,
got some weed.
Yeah, one time, if you guys ever want to get Matt to shut up, just smoke weed and play the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, man.
He gets so into it.
I've been into like fucking weird-ass country music. Like Waylon Jennings and
dude, I've been to a lot of country concerts because like my friends in high school were huge country fans.
Is that like pop country?
And I like drinking, so I would like go to the concerts with them and just not remember any of the songs. Like I've been to Country Thunder.
Yeah, that's like bullshit. I've been there. Dude, that's fucking. That's
been there
bullshit.
Three times, and it was just
some, three.
Some Toby Keith radio shit.
Dude, right? No, three times. I've been there three. We went 3 years in a row. I went from 18 to 17 to 19.
There's a lot of really good like hipster country.
18
coming
to
out
17
of
to 19.
No, I was when I was 17 to 19. I was gonna say 18 to 20, but that's not true.
Fucking, you went back a grade.
Yeah, once I went, I was like, this made me too dumb. I gotta go back. Seriously though, it was the most like, it was
the
weirdest music festival
acts,
I've
like,
ever been
it
to.
Was, like,
yeah, Country Thunder is fucking weird.
Like some Kenny Chesney shit, or
I remember one act. It was just but that wasn't because. Because
of how badass it was?
Yeah, it was just, it was a weird thing. Me and my friend were just like standing there drinking, like watching the terrible concert. It was, I don't remember the guy's name.
Fuck.
Some country.
It was a really bad, I hate his fucking country girl. He sings country, it was a country girl. Oh, shit, yeah. Give for me.
Guy should have died in Vegas probably.
But these two girls like stand in front of me and my friend and they're like, can we stand here? And we're like, we don't care. And they start like dancing with us. Or
yeah, dude, yeah, dude, that's, dude, okay, a song like that, that's like not fucking real music.
But
not
yeah, no,
real
it's
music.
Awful. It's just for like the dumbest people alive.
There's
but
a lot of really good, like,
oh, absolutely
like hipstery good country music out there. Man.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. I agree with that. But I don't even consider that country. I just...
Well, it's probably real country. That's like probably real country.
But then she turns around to me, and she's like, "Do you want to see me and my friend make out?" I'm like, "What?" And they just started like aggressively making out. Me and my friend are just like staring
dude,
at each other.
This place is dope.
I was like 19, 18. Oh, man. No, I was 19. Oh, yeah, that was the last year I went.
I even saw that like a month ago. I would have been like, yeah, all right, cool.
I was like, I love country. And then I just got a country forever tatted on my chest.
Do you fucking really?
No. You think I can afford a chest tattoo? No.
Yeah, the money issue was an unbelievable part of it.
I was like, "Mom, you don't get it. You don't see what I just saw. It changed me.
You didn't see what I saw." Mm.
No,
dude, that's like being like, "Oh, dude,
I'm not gonna lie. Country Thunder was fun, but the music's awful.
Horrible.
We danced and stuff for the rest of the concert. And when they left, she was like, "Hey, what's your name?" I was like, "Colin," and she didn't tell me her name and left.
Should have told her it was like fucking
Gilbert.
Snake.
I don't know. Something like
that. you know what is better than any sex I've ever had? The first couple times you like made out with someone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you get to go tell your friends about
it. Well, it's just like, oh my fucking god, this actually is real.
Yeah.
You didn't have to fuck my pillow.
Now when it's like Justin's joke. Now when it's like, when you're having sex, you're just like, "I don't even want to have sex with you right now."
Dude, that is good.
I don't even like you. It is a good joke.
I don't even remember that one.
Well, I'm not gonna do bits for you guys.
That is a weird thing about like sex, though. Even if you're having good sex, and it's, even like in the middle of it, you're like, "Ah, this is so fucking stupid."
Yeah.
Let me show you. Oh, my god. Could you imagine?
It's
okay,
a sarcastic mother. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like, okay. Can you calm? Like, it's not. It doesn't feel that. I know it doesn't feel that good. Stop this. This is getting out of hand.
I don't know. I feel like some people's genitalia is more sensitive than others. That's another thing in that Black Mirror Doctor episode. The dude was fucking his girlfriend, and he was having a woman and a man's orgasm at the same time.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking...
So he had her...
He had,
on
she
his
had
head
the thing on her head while they were fucking.
Oh my god.
That's pretty wild, actually.
Yeah.
I don't want
to give too much away, because it's a good episode.
Damn.
I mean, all those episodes are good. You just can't fucking binge watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. You'll go fucking... She'll you won't fuck leave... You dude, you'll like get scared to leave your apartment.
Oh, dude, I get scared to go to bed. Like, what if I wake up and one of these things exists tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's crazy... Oh, man. Brendan Gay came over one time, like, right when he got back to Chicago. He was at Durkin's. And
solid
he's like,
hang.
He's like, "I live really far away. Can I just crash on your couch?" I was like, "Yeah, do it." And I, like, didn't smoke weed for a week, and I smoked thinking we were going to watch something funny. He's like, I kind of want to catch up on Black Mirror. Can I pick an episode I haven't seen? I was like, "I've never seen it. Let's do it." And it was such a fucking bizarre episode. Like,
me,
I went and laid down and just stared at the ceiling. Like,
do you remember which one it was?
Absolutely, it was the one where it starts out with like this girl and her boyfriend. It's the girl who plays. You guys don't like superhero movies, but it's the Captain America's love interest in the first Captain America. Super hot,
Catwoman.
No, it's I forgot her name. I follow her on Instagram.
That hot redhead chick.
Wasn't no, she that's Scarlett
those?
Johansson.
No,
dude.
No. Wasn't she the one from? She's in like Jurassic World and shit too. Isn't
no, I know which one you're. That one's kind of fucked up too. But this, I thought this one. It could have been How High I Was, but that freaked me out. The dude dies texting, driving home like after they moved into a place together, and then her friend turns around to something where like you can upload all of their shit, like all of their social media's phone, like everything about them into a computer and talk, and it like talks to you.
What?
And then they send you, if you want to go even farther, they send you some fucking like mannequin you put in a bathtub,
so they, like,
and it becomes that person.
But how would they base that?
But
because
it's not
a lot
him.
Of, I mean,
it's not really him. It's like
it's a robot.
Yeah, artificial intelligence in like a mannequin version of him.
Dude, if I
she wanted to kill him, but she couldn't kill him because it's like it
Wait, she wanted to kill the fake one after she got it?
Because, yeah, it was like, it was...
So it was fucked up?
Yeah, that makes sense. It was insane.
You gotta let laying dogs lie.
Let them fuck, too.
And then...
Fuck a laying dog.
Yeah.
Dig them up and eat their shit.
Train them to fight.
Yeah.
I was wondering where that was going to go.
I didn't really know.
So, took a turn I didn't expect.
I like that show because, dude, I'm so sick. Like, I'm from Chicago, so I have a lot of friends who...
Sick brag.
Okay, shut up. who go to work and then they come home and watch TV. Like, I know a lot of people.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Absolutely.
And a lot of these people are into like that show Westworld. It's like, this is not going to be your life. So why are you? Oh, Game of Thrones. Season. It's like you're an account manager.
All right, I fucking love Game of Thrones.
yeah, but it's like this is not Westworld. Just you use your time in a better way.
Second season's not.
Oh
so
yeah,
great.
Dude.
I mean, I've been watching Westworld. Second season.
I think the whole show is boring as hell.
I thought it did get boring in the first season. I watched the first season. I was like,
the first season,
cool.
It started out really good. Though. And then, like, halfway through, I got really bored. And at the end, I was like, yeah, just when I thought I was out, you pulled me back in. And it was good. But I couldn't do that. Okay, I mean, I just don't.
I don't know. Me and Newman watched the second season of Westworld and do a really hilarious Japanese voice the whole time they're in the Asia world.
It's fun.
It's very fun. It's very fun.
Dude, Luke is a guy I just want to go fishing with.
Then he's just going to
go fishing with Newman.
You'll bring a pole and he'll bring like a katana or some shit.
Yeah. Or like a mandolin.
Yeah.
He's like, they come to me.
Yeah,
he's
weird.
Just diving
Luke is
in the water.
So fucking he's such a character. I love Luke.
I would go fishing with him. He's good at shooting the shit, you know?
He's a good man to ride the river with.
He's a great conversation.
Exactly.
But halfway through the conversation, I'm just like, why are you the way you are? Like, what's going on here?
Why are you the way
you are? Dude, he has... How old is Luke? Like 30?
I think he's 26.
Oh, shit. Dude, he has the, like, just the mannerisms of, like, a 57-year-old.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Served in, like, Nam or something.
Oh, yeah. Or just, yeah. I don't know.
I would love to be a fly in the wall in a conversation between you and Luke.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to understand English if you were five.
You don't know that.
Yeah, and also, if you were a fly in the wall, no one says anything about you turning back into a human.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only way I turn back into a human, so I'd be fucked.
Luke probably is an awesome fly swatter, too.
Yeah.
He probably takes care of flies.
He doesn't use... He just catches them.
Yeah.
Just index in his thumb.
Shoots
and just
a blow dart at it. Pins it to the wall.
What were you saying?
I could see
right
Luke
back to the conversation.
Just pulling out a blow dart, assembling it like it's a flute.
I remember
Luke would have been a good Hell's Angels member.
Oh, he does kind of look like a biker. I could see
totally
that.
Totally.
Yeah.
He also looks like a leather daddy. If you dressed him up in leather, he'd be a leather daddy. Yeah, he'd be like the dude in like just leather chaps and fishnet shit. And it's you love fucking dudes. Like, you really love gay sex a lot.
I bet he's super.
Colin had a good one on him at Durkin's when he brought him up one night. And he's like, "Is that your next comedian?" He's voted most likely to be the bad guy from Sonic or something.
He does look like Dr. Eggman, dude. He hates
good.
That. And then he went up right after me. He's like, "Here's an impression of Colin." I was like, "Not bad."
I love how you still tried to like make your voice.
You did an impression.
No, that's just me going. That's literally my voice.
You're like a Tuvan throat singer.
I don't know what that is.
The ones that are like,
what the what? What?
Like those guys?
Sounds
it's
like
can you play? Can you play something? I actually want to know what that is.
Yeah, let's get some throat singers up in here.
Some deep throat singers.
Some deep throat singers. More like.
I don't know when my voice really became this when I think of it, because it was always like a high pitched like nasally.
We gotta get some
be made fun of for like
your parents when they heard you with like this deep of voice, where they were like, They really missed you being five. It's like, oh, now this is just a dude.
You got to bring in some like home video.
That's funny. Right.
And we want to play.
I really like that.
Want to play?
No
Collins
one's ever said that to me in my life. I love that. Wait, what'd you say?
We got to bring in like some home video, and we can play on the podcast your voice before it got deep.
If only my family took home videos.
Is there any footage of you as a child? Oh, you could do that.
They're like whistling though. This is beautiful. This is some beautiful shit.
This yes, listening yes. to it in his car.
This is beautiful. It is not worth dedicating your life to doing this.
Says you. I'm quitting comedy later, no, losers. Comedy.
That's fucking. That's just a stupid thing to do. You know, what's your career trajectory for that?
You could be a
you
teacher.
Featured on podcasts.
Give me a fucking break.
You'd be a paralegal.
I wonder how much those guys rake in a year.
Can we find that out? Is that on Google? How much a throat singer makes?
Dude, it's like
average Google. Salary.
Average salary. Yeah, go on Glassdoor.
Yeah, see if you can find a throat singer on LinkedIn.
I know what this is. No, I'm not going to find anything.
My friend got a date from LinkedIn once.
Really?
She was very hot. She actually came to. She drove from Detroit, Michigan to Country Thunder.
Where's Country Thunder? Why?
It was in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin.
Country Thunder.
How does that start? Because
he went in for a job interview. She found him on LinkedIn and just. She had a boyfriend too.
So she was like doing the interview and she was like, I'm going to fuck this dude. I got to find him on
but
LinkedIn.
Did he get hired or no?
She was like the secretary.
She's like, I saw this guy walk in.
He didn't get the job. He didn't even get the fucking job. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Whoa, weird.
Well, the people that run the place didn't care for him.
She was very hot. She was gorgeous.
If I was that girl's boyfriend, I'd be like,
her name was Meredith.
Oh, that's fucking.
We name names.
Yeah. I don't know her last name because she didn't tell it to us. But,
Jesus.
You.
I mean, I didn't ask.
Dude, if I was that girl's boyfriend and I found out about that, it's like, wow. You are a cunt.
She definitely because that wasn't. There's just no way that's the first time she did that. Driving out to Detroit. I mean, my friend's a good looking dude, but he's no fucking David Beckham.
Oh man. And if she's driving out from David Detroit, Beckham, Justin, dude, that's not the first. That's not the first time she's fucking done that.
Yeah, exactly. Like she probably went down the block a couple times.
Your first move if you're going to cheat is not LinkedIn.
No.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. She's probably bled all the other resources dry.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, man. Who was the last guy to get laid from MySpace messaging?
Tom. He's probably still getting laid from that shit.
Yeah, where's that guy?
Yeah,
can you Google what that guy's doing?
He doesn't need to do anything.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, he sold MySpace. Yeah,
was that the founder of MySpace?
Yeah,
with that douchey picture of him in front of a whiteboard. Yeah.
Dude, they really dropped the ball big time.
MySpace was the best.
No, dude, I am more jealous of him than any other of these big CEOs.
Dude, he's retired.
He just travels the world now and takes pictures with like an endless bank account. Like,
yeah, that's pretty fucking boring though.
But that gets boring.
If he gets bored, I still have $1 billion. I'll go learn.
Yeah,
to,
well, I guess I'll go do anything else.
Yeah, I'll do whatever suits your fancy. You can just go figure it out and do it for a while.
He's what? He's like probably in his 30s.
Wow, no. He's probably maybe fuck upper 30s. Yeah, I could kick Tom's ass.
Well, he was like, like 10.
He's tall, but I could fuck him up.
Yeah, weird nipples popping out of that white t-shirt.
I never noticed it.
I don't know. He looked like he was in the band Dispatch.
I was too busy picking the dopest fucking songs for my page.
Yeah, what were you into?
No, I had it all, man. I had Papa Roach at one point.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that was
I had Gym Class Heroes was my first song. Sure. Take a look at my girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Puddle of Mud.
Dude, Puddle of Mud was pretty bum. Pretty
boom.
Bad.
Oh, they were awful. I listened to the shit that I used to listen to. I mean, some stuff was really good.
Dude, who's
but...
the band that did the "If I Go Crazy, Then Will You Still Call Me Superman"? If I'm fucking alive,
dude, when I was
motherfucker, will you be holding my dick?
Dude, I was when I was on shrooms. I was walking through the beach, and this mantra of what's the opening? I can't even remember.
Wait, what?
What?
Walking on the beach.
I was walking on the beach.
Stabbing on the beach.
What was this?
It was like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I thought this was last weekend. I was like, wait, when did we? What the fuck did we go to a beach?
I kept repeating. I walked around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in this sense of time.
That was
Bon Jovi.
I keep you by myself with my superhuman mic and kryptonite. No, that's not Bon Jovi.
I know.
You know what, dude? I was in the Bon Jovi big time. It's my life. I remember I got that. I remember for like my 11th birthday, I told every dude in my grade that my parents got all of us tickets to go see Bon Jovi. And then some parent called my parent and was like, yeah, you guys actually doing this? And they're like, what? Yeah. No, I'm not going to Bon Jovi with 15, 11-year-olds.
Dude, I remember when my dad got divorced, just riding around in his fucking Mustang, just, this is a song for the broken hearted.
Dude, I've always wanted...
Bow, bow.
I've always. Wow. What was it? I mean, you don't have to get into it.
I'm very appreciative of my
dad's taste. Was it like how noticeably different was your dad after his like within the year of his divorce, or like a year after?
Well, I mean, I was young, but like I don't think he changed much because he was already acting like a divorce guy. Yeah. Like,
before.
Yeah, like buying cars. Like he would lease cars all the time, break the lease on them, return them, get a different car. So his credit was shit. He just credit cards everything. Like any, like some, like it could have looked like I was rich growing up because of my dad's credit card habits. Yeah. And then we like lived in a trailer for a little bit. And it was just always rough. I always met like new ladies he was with. And my dad would skip steps with like new girlfriends and stuff because he would like introduce them to the family like 2 weeks.
Instantly, yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks later, we're eating dinner at our grandparents' house with like this new lady.
Yeah, my uncle's the same way. Different uncle than when we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. And then when these girls get attached, though, he'd be like, I can't do this. And he'd be single. Like, well, you're the one making it so monogamous, dude. Like,
I love your dad, man. From the only time I met him, it was a fun time. We're doing shots. He was the one getting me to do shots. It was cool.
Yeah, it sounds like my dad.
The man.
Trying to get younger guys to do shots.
Yeah. Colin Younger.
He also got me younger. To fuck a Colin 50-year-old
Matt's dad dated for like 5 years.
Guy's crazy.
Me and Matt. His best relationship, actually.
I've been in a ton of toxic relationships.
My dad ain't toxic.
That's why it's the best relationship I've ever been in.
You know Matt's dad could kick your dad's ass, right?
Yeah, my dad's pretty strong. My dad is a black belt.
Oh, he could fuck my dad up for sure, then.
Does he really?
Yeah, in Aikido.
Cool. What's Aikido?
My dad looks vaguely like Steven Seagal. So I think he
Are you super Italian?
No.
Steven Seagal is fucking like into that shit, though, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. That's my dad like modeled his life after Steven Seagal a little bit.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, because we'd watch Steven Seagal movies. I'd be like laughing at him, and he'd be like, it's not funny.
That is great.
This is how you funny. Kick
so
ass.
Fucking funny.
It's not funny.
What's that movie where they're on the boat with fucking Gary Busey? That's funny. Okay,
I don't know if I've ever
Steven
seen Steven Seagal
and Gary Busey are on a boat, and Steven Seagal is like the humble like cook in the kitchen, and a bunch of like terrorists take over the boat or whatever, and he starts beating the shit out of people and saves the day.
Dude, well, Gary Busey.
That's not funny. That's realistic.
Gary Busey in the right role is actually a really fucking good actor.
I would love that.
In a weird way.
Did
you ever see Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay, he plays the cop who tries to kiss him. It's weird.
Well,
he's good in that.
Movie.
You know that was all improv too.
Really?
Yeah. That wasn't written in.
Where did he study? Annoyance.
Cocaine. You. Cocaine University.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I don't think you could give Gary Busey lines. I don't think he'll remember any of them.
No. Or he'll just be like, I would love to just hear someone scream that. Yeah, I don't need to read your shitty words. Gary Busey, you dick.
He probably shows up on set like, all right, what kind of guy am I? What kind of guy am I? Did you read the script? What? No.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you. What am I, like a goofy guy? Am I like a... He turned into an Italian
what
there.
Kind
I don't
of
know
guy
what that was. Am I? Some kind of fucking goofy guy? I'm Gary Busey.
I love Gary Busey, man. I would love to have dinner with that guy. I don't know.
What do you think you'd eat?
Is there any way while someone
I'd let him choose, man?
Quick Google on that.
Elk.
What?
He's just ripping
Steven Seagal. He's a
chef
on like a battleship.
Oh.
Is it just called like battleship or something?
It's someone has searched this before. Under Siege.
It's called Under Siege. Look it up, Dreamers. It's good. It's good.
Watch it. Yeah, I forgot people were listening to this. You know.
The Dreamers are listening.
The Dreamers?
They're always listening.
The Creamers.
The Creamers. We all need someone we can dream on.
Cream on.
Boom, boom, boom. Bam,
ba, dam, bam, ba, there's this video, Steven Seagal. Cream on me. There's like this show in the 80s about wine, and Steven Seagal was one of the guests.
Really?
And he's so creepy because he's like straight up like flirting with the chick that's like hosting it.
Well, he got Me Too'd.
Celebrity.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry I'm late. The traffic was just horrible.
That's a weird start. That's a woman? Already weird start. They're pretending that she's late?
This is about wine? Okay.
This looks like a like cable porn.
Same as usual.
It's right there.
The weirdest fucking.
I don't know if you could convince me this isn't about to be a porno. Be interesting shot.
That's a sick thigh shot.
Yeah, flip
every
it off.
Every woman in the 80s looks like a like
oh,
David
that
Bowie.
After she gets it off?
Dude, every 80s hairstyles for women are fucking.
Well, yeah, what?
She was like Freddie David Mercury.
I feel like we're supposed to be jerking off.
Why is she going so I've
dude, who's
at a
she's
bar,
cranking
you know,
that thing, dude. Who's the copywriter that wrote
it doesn't
this?
Take she that is, long to open a wine
well,
bottle.
I bet Steven Seagal probably wrote it. Because he's like known for doing
this
that.
Is for
no,
a
he
wine
got,
show?
He got Me Too'd by the chick from Arrested Development.
Which one? Ellen DeGeneres' wife?
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Apparently he had some... It's not funny, but he was wearing leather pants at the time, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Seeing him
in leather
in leathers, dude. He pulled his dick out, apparently. Not funny, but leather pants.
Was it pretty, flaccid? Pretty because
funny.
That makes it funny. Flaccid penis is hilarious.
They are
who's,
funny.
Who's, in, who's impressed by that?
A flaccid penis?
Yeah.
An artist?
You've done
well.
This is
oh,
really
my
weird.
God.
They almost look related.
This is... Is it over? That was the whole thing.
Maybe I'll whistle.
What?
They haven't talked about wine specifically.
Okay, so, no. So you're not watching this. This lady who looks like a fucking dude she basically like, was like jerking off a wine bottle in front of Steven Seagal.
Yeah, I worked at a bar. It doesn't take that long to open
no
a wine bottle.
At no point did they review any wine.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm sorry,
like
I'm late. Where's
that
the
a Chardonnay?
Also, he was just being a dick.
He was like, well, it's right over there.
Dude, that's some old PUA stuff.
What are you going to mix it with?
I'm not going to have a big one.
You never had a big one.
Oh, you're talking about your fucking shots fired.
You fucking prick, baby.
For people who are...
Take it out right now.
For people who are...
No,
it's not flaccid.
That's episode,
that
that's
funny,
episode 100.
So.
And we're 100 episodes in. We will all take.
Are you 100 episodes in?
That's the
no,
title.
No. We're 22.
That's a lot less. Congrats, fellas.
So
fellas,
we worked really hard for this. Yeah.
So duke it out,
understand.
Y'all. If you want to
hey,
see,
hey, you know what, dude?
Dumb.
I feel like it's easier. I feel like it's harder to get to 22 than 100.
Yeah.
Where does it start? Where are we on a downhill?
Well, now you're in a rhythm of doing it.
Oh yeah. This is my Tuesday.
Right, that's the hardest shit to do is stay in a rhythm of doing stuff.
Like I was thinking about what mics I'm gonna hit tonight. And I was like, oh no, I got the podcast.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna go to Patsy's after this.
I'm not, dude.
Are you driving over there by chance?
Yeah.
If I could. This isn't important on the podcast, but if I could get a ride over there, that would be dope.
People are listening to this. Hey, dude. Okay, sorry. Did we get Subway before? no, you know, I don't even really like Subway that much.
I don't want to take the bus, Dreamers, all right? I don't want to take the bus.
I don't blame him. Yeah, no, I couldn't.
Wait, what's this? We supposed to talk about dreams or something?
Oh, yeah.
What are your dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been having some really crazy, like, over the past year, like, there's this dream I always have where I'm just being followed around by this, like, life-size bird. That's just like following me.
what kind of bird is it?
I feel like you
it's
told
like a
me
big ass pelican.
Oh, you did
it's like
tell
a
me
big
about
ass
Barney.
Like you know the bird in that movie Up?
Yeah,
it like looks like that.
And it's just
like
following,
just following
or
me
something?
Around, and I'm like kind of in like a cartoon world.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I got this other one. My
you
dad died when I was 16. I always have this dream where my dad faked his own death and is like a super, super gay guy in like Cabo living it up. And he like faked his own death and he has a Jamaican accent for some reason.
This yeah. way, my friend.
What's another one? There was this one where I was just stuffing a bunch of dead rabbits into a bag.
I'm Googling that one.
Yeah, Google that
one. What do you say? What about rabbits in a bag?
I was just like putting dead rabbits into a bag.
Well, they're already dead.
Rabbits? Yeah, they're already dead. What do they represent? Fertility?
Oh, shit.
Probably. Uh-oh. I have to imagine.
Throwing away your
seed. So you're saying I'll never be pregnant.
Yeah.
You're saying I'll never get pregnant. Yeah. Fuck.
What does a dream mean?
I don't know.
What does a dream mean?
I'm just reading it. What's a dream mean?
What is it to dream?
I literally just Googled, what does a dream mean?
Welcome back to it.
You know what I really should have
done? Dead rabbits in a bag.
You know what I really should have done when Colin asked me, like, yeah, have you been having dreams recently? I should have just pulled out I Have a Dream by Martin Luther King, read that all.
It's so not too late. I mean, we could re-record
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, cut the it. Whole thing. Cut, cut right here.
Cut.
Cut.
Oh.
Oh.
Rabbit
oh.
dream symbol. A rabbit is the ultimate in good luck, so you probably just have terrible luck.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of dead is your luck bad? When she visits your dream, you know there are good things on their way. Rabbit is all about manifesting abundance, being comfortable, yet still retaining vulnerability. Your positive outlook on life will be rewarded.
Is this the rabbit's alive?
Yeah, you're just filling a bag of dead ones, though.
She brings messages to look within to understand that you have all you need. There's nothing more that can help you. Yeah, you're fucked.
No way. But I was throwing them into a bag, and you don't usually keep bags. You would throw it out
unless you're gonna dismember them. Symbol
of getting rid of all that.
Throw out the bad luck.
Throw it out.
Are you? Do you have bad luck? Do you feel like? Would you say
no?
Yes?
I'm a white guy in America. I'm a white guy. In America.
That is pretty lucky.
That's
yeah.
pretty lucky. Yeah, yeah. If right. I say I have bad right. luck, then I'm a douchebag.
Fair enough. Fair yeah. enough.
Yeah.
And doing Asian accents doesn't do that at all.
Yeah. Asian, yes.
You sound like an Asian person doing a Borat impression.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird. It's like. Yeah, it's like. It's like the part of Russia that's in Asia, basically. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's.
I wonder if there are Russians that do look Asian.
Yes. Yeah. Mongolians.
That is weird, dude. If a fucking person who looked Asian was like, yep, I'm Russian. I'd be like, yep, and I can fly.
Jeez. So wait,
this bird follows you? Does it have an ill intent?
No, he's cool. He just follows me.
He's just trying
around.
To chill.
Cool. Does the bird represent your dad, you think?
My dad was a bird, so maybe.
That would be
Birdman?
That does make that checks out.
Was Birdman.
Yeah. No, he's cool. Yeah, he's cool.
The bird?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember like.
Is he saying anything to you?
No, he's just like looking like kind of cross-eyed and being like, bah!
So he's speaking
yeah.
bird.
He's like, yeah, he's just like a dumb pet. But he's like big, he's like a life, he's like huge, he's like life size.
Does he just follow you? Do you ever like
he just follows me. I just always have a vision of me, because you don't remember all, you know, you might remember like a little snapshot, you don't like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you remembered all of your dream? That'd be fucking weird. Yeah, I always had this image of like me walking on the street with this like multicolored bird.
Huh? What colors?
It's like every color.
Wow. So gay.
I'm gonna right, I'll look up what a dream means with a giant bird.
Yeah. What about you guys? You guys have been having weird dreams?
Not
I've been
really.
Having dreams that are really like just could just happen. Like I had a dream a few nights ago that I was just playing basketball, but I was pretty good. And I'm
in
not
your dream,
good. Like I had handles in the dream. I don't have handles in the dream. I can pass and shoot, play defense because I'm white and I work hard. And that's it.
Damn, dude! I really wish the NBA Finals just started today.
Same,
right? It's like I don't want to wait a few days.
We already know what's gonna happen. Like it's just they could just end it now and say the Warriors won, and that would make sense.
You think so?
Absolutely. I mean, LeBron.
I really hope you're wrong.
Nah, man, fuck that. I don't want LeBron to win.
Yeah, I just think he looks stupid, though.
No, he's no Michael Jordan. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would look very dumb, but I'm not wrong. I've never been wrong in my life.
Yeah.
I thought
Dreams.
LeBron James is pretty good at basketball.
But they both won 7 games though, both of those East and West series, right?
Yeah, but the Cavs won 7 their first series, and then they swept the Raptors because they're ass, and they went 7 with the Celtics. So they LeBron's an old man. He's gassed. They showed him just
he's
like
not that old. Dude. He's 33.
Yeah, but look at the guys who, like, Dwayne Wade was in his draft class. He's fucking talking about how old he is. Chris Bosh has blood clots. He's going to fucking die.
Dr. Colin.
Because I'm going to kill him.
To see birds in your dreams symbolize your goals, aspirations, and hopes. To dream of chirping and slash or flying birds represent joy, harmony, ecstasy, balance, and love. You see? Love ecstasy.
Yeah.
True.
Was it flying?
No. So it was definitely not flying.
So you got this big bird following you.
It donates a sunny outlook in life. You're experiencing spiritual freedom and psychological liberation. It didn't say anything about a giant bird.
That all sounds so wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. But I doubt it. But I really doubt it.
Have you taken mushrooms recently? Have you been spiritually?
No. I got a job that might be affecting it, or like a job where like I'm like making enough money to actually live.
What basically are you doing now?
I do this sales job for Yelp, where I work for Yelp .com.
Schmelp?
Yeah, I can give you my ID number if you want.
I fuck with Yelp, man.
No, I think Yelp. I honestly fuck them. They're not going to listen to this. They fuck. Who fuck? Who cares? That's bad for society.
Yelp
giving everyone a voice is bad
for
society.
Food? No, it's good for food. If I'm ordering food, I want to know.
You know how many great restaurants I've been to though that have like bad stars because some fucking cunt was just having a bad day.
That makes sense.
It's like you have no idea, dude. Like we were just saying, people have no idea how much time and effort goes into even a mediocre restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I've worked at restaurants that, like, it was super packed, the owners were assholes, and the food wasn't good, and it was overpriced.
Well, what's so.
It wasn't good for the price, I should say. The food was fine. If it was $5, it'd be fucking good. But
the worst
thing,
so many of these bad reviewers are really good writers, too. That's like the worst thing. Like,
because they're lame.
Yeah, my old job, like this old dentist office I worked at, like we'd go through and like read our Yelp reviews, and there'd be people that were just like, worst dentist ever, was rude, was crude. Like they would say all this bad shit. And we'd know which patient was and be like, yeah, your mouth was fucked up when we told you to stop smoking crack and eating candy. Like, what do you want from us, dude?
Smoke crack, eat candy.
That's weird to Yelp review a dentist because they'd instantly know
they don't
were.
Have food.
It's weird to smoke crack and crave candy.
Who the fuck goes on Yelp for a dentist?
Crackheads,
a lot of people.
Dude,
really?
Dude, that's most of the people I fucking call are like plumbers and dentists and contractors and like.
I didn't even know they had Yelp for that shit.
Yeah,
honestly.
Dude, that's like what people use. Dude, because.
Isn't that
okay, think about it. Okay, what if like, okay, let's say you like lock your keys in your car.
Yeah.
And you have to find a locksmith. Like, where
Brandon
would you.
Kiefer.
Brandon Kiefer.
Okay. Now, okay. Well,
he
the
has
people,
a terrible
the people
Yelp
out there
review,
who don't
sure.
know Brandon Kiefer.
He was definitely getting, has an awful Yelp review.
Spent more time getting high than unlocking my lock.
But you probably
got high in the truck, forgot that my car was locked, and drove away.
Isn't that one of the Black Mirror episodes? There's like a Yelp for
Kiefer.
People.
Yeah, that's
oh Jurassic yeah.
Park. It's like yeah, yeah,
dude. That that's
and they're like
that's up, going to happen.
They're like voting each other. You give each other like thumbs up and thumbs down if you're cool or not.
And for real, I could see that shit happening.
Mm. I mean, is that not what Facebook and Twitter and shit is now? Anyway,
it really is, but it's like. Instagram direct, is a I narcissist's guess, dream, dude. Just posting pictures of yourself and people liking it. I know a girl who's like an aspiring Instagram model, and she's like posting that's Instagram false. Stories of her like half naked and be like, I'm not doing this for you. I'm like, yeah, what do you mean? Of course you are. Why else?
I mean, dude,
why else are people
how
following
stupid
you?
Do you think people
someone
get
it.
Oh, yeah.
A hot girl from high school likes my Instagram stuff. Picture. I'm like,
yeah,
she's
yeah,
in love with
me. A hot chick from my hometown liked this picture of some fucking bar show I'm doing or some bullshit. Like,
that's,
why does
no,
that make me feel
right.
better? I don't know. It's not good. It's not looking good for us.
It's like an alpha thing. It's like, not maybe not an alpha thing, but like just a...
No, it's like the opposite of alpha. It's just being
paid attention to. It's like,
but like, yeah, it's like people think of you differently than you are.
You feel seen, I think. It's like someone pushed a button and said, hey, I saw your thing. And I was like, oh, great. I don't know. I don't know why it makes you feel good, but it does.
Like people like,
well, it makes you realize like, oh, wait, I am alive.
Yeah. You just feel seen. Like, oh, okay, like I do exist.
Yeah. Well, I put my last Instagram post was like me at the Laugh Factory, and it was like, it got the, I think it was the most likes on my page. I was like, these people think I'm sick, and I'm just getting high on my couch seeing who liked this picture.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I was.
But have you ever gone to a place where someone Instagrammed like a story of it, and you're there, and it's like, this does not look as fun as what is in this. Everywhere is lame.
Sides of it.
I follow so many people who Instagram everything, like everything they fucking do. And I'm like, that looks cool. But
I've seen people post videos and be like, dude, we were hanging out in a basement. Like, you made it look like it was some crazy thing.
Yeah.
And I've also seen like open mics and someone like videos and like that could have been like a good time, but it does not look fun on video.
Yeah.
I remember, I've seen it go both ways.
I went to the Garfield Park Conservatory, and they have those goats, and me and this girl I was seeing, we were like really just like panicked. Like, we were hanging out with the goats. They liked us. They were coming up to us, and this girl walks up with her friend, like, can we get a picture with the goats? Like, it was like a fucking line, like, to take pictures.
I have to do it while I'm here. Otherwise, who would know I was here?
Dude, I enjoyed it so much, though, because we walked away, and she's like squats down, and is like smiling. Like, and then the goats walked away.
The goat kicked her in the face.
The goats walked away.
I like that. Goats are above it.
I always see chicks do this, too. Like, they snap into some like weird, uncomfortable looking pose. Like, but it's like, it's supposed to look candid, but it's even more
Oh, dude, girls, a lot of
candid
people
pose.
Yeah, they have like the uniform pose in pictures. It's
so
weird.
Strange.
I'm so bad at smiling.
And it's not all good, because one girl I follow on Instagram posts the dopest shits of like her hiking. It's like her with like,
no, obviously, but not
like
all women.
Yeah,
you know.
But like a girl that like it specifically comes to mind posts everything she fucking does on Instagram. She has to look like extremely hot. Yeah.
It's just weird.
I'm like,
there's
a lot of grand a year in a shitty office.
It's just weird,
like,
when they try to look candid, but it's like the pose is to look like a candid.
Because they want
it's
to
like
think
you're taking
it,
a picture of
they
yourself.
They want you to
what
think it's
doing?
Their life.
I will say though, as using Instagram as a creative outlet is really like the best medium.
Oh, dude, because you do creative shit with it. I've seen like you do like little animations and like little slide book things and slide book. That's a new outlet.
Yeah, I'm not as good as like Toller or something like that. But
I follow Toller, but
oh, dude,
well, that's what I'm saying. Especially like if you do try to make creative things,
you get in front of people. It's like our version of television.
Yeah,
basically, and then basically it's cool because you basically own your own television station.
We were talking about this yesterday, dude. If you have a YouTube channel, you own a network. Like, you can put anything you want. Like, people are in front of their phones much more than their TVs.
Well, I think Instagram's really good because if you can make a 7-second, like, to 10-second video really funny, like, that's going to get a lot. And if you do that consistently and you're good at it, like,
it'll get sent around.
Yeah. But, dude, that's how people get jobs. Shit. Yeah. There's this girl from Chicago who got a writing job in L.A. based off of a comic strip that she started on Instagram.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, look at Kyle Mooney. I don't know what Kyle Mooney did before
YouTube.
I
love
YouTube.
His early
shit. He's the best. Dude, I showed my friend that sketch we made, Grawski. And he was like, oh, dude, I love it. He's like, let me show you this guy I found. And he pulled up this Kyle Mooney, like, getting high at concert.
Oh,
The guy keeps trying to get him high.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, dude. Like, I fucking smoke every day, bro. And, like, at the end of the video is him, like, let me go get my shit. Like, I'll smoke you up. And he, like, runs over to the cops. He's like, do you know this guy? I'm like, he's on fucking SNL, dude. Like, he knows this guy from YouTube before he knows him on SNL.
Yeah.
And
SNL I remember those YouTube videos before SNL.
Fucking, dude, you ever seen the one where he thought MTV was a show?
Dude, MTV used to be when they played
MTV
music.
MTV the show, man.
Wait, MTV the show.
No, he thought he was mad because he didn't DVR.
Oh,
MTV,
I thought you were actually
it was a show and he'll never see it again.
I haven't seen that, but that's fucking hilarious.
It's really funny, man.
Yeah, dude. No, I found out who like Kyle Mooney was. My friend showed me him on like we were like smoking together. He's like before he was even on SNL, he showed me him on like YouTube, and he's so.
Do you know what fucking video
funny
I watched? Have you ever watched that video of that guy giving like the fake TED talk, where he dresses up like
Sam
a Roman?
Hyde?
Yes, he has shown Adult Swim for a while.
Yeah, and it got taken off because
he was like crazy.
He was like alt-right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is this who he did the Trump show?
No.
This guy's just like a
like Tim and Eric in a way more aggressive way.
Yeah, it always sucks because I watched.
He's really funny.
That's the problem. It's sometimes like, hard. Like if you're not in the right state of mind, Tim and Eric can be hard to watch.
No, this guy was like. He's so funny, but the things he was saying were just like, it was really getting to that "this is fucked up" line. Like,
it
sucked because it was like, this is funny. Like, you can't deny.
Yeah, that is fucked up, right. Man. Funny's funny. You can't
take it. Yeah, but it was
but I've never seen
hateful.
It, so I can't.
Yeah, pretty hateful towards Jewish people and minorities.
Was
and
he
stuff.
Jewish?
No.
Or minority? Okay.
Oh, no, but he would like make fun of, like.
Yeah, that's pretty people. Fucked up.
He was like anti-Semitic. And.
But, like. I've showed Eric Andre's show to a handful of people and they're like, this is fucking weird. I was like, this is
fucking
my
love
favorite.
Funny. How do you
think
they're serious?
I love that. Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't take that. They're just people who take life too serious. Is. But, like, dude.
They just couldn't imagine someone doing that as their job.
That's where Eric Andre.
Honestly, someone who doesn't think that's funny, there is just a complete disconnect. Like, we probably won't get along.
Oh, man.
We probably won't see anything the same if you don't think this is funny.
Oh, absolutely.
I used Tim and Eric as, like, a barometer when I was, like, dating and stuff. Like, if a girl would, like, laugh
at
spaghetti or something, I would know, like, okay, well, we're going to.
She's the one.
Yeah, or not even that far. Just like, okay, well, at least people, like, get along. You see, like, absurdity and things.
Yeah. Eric, I showed the sketch of Eric Andre when he was like on Wall Street. You know what I'm talking
puking.
About?
Get on the
he's like, buy,
sell, it.
Buy. What do you mean you're going to get the abortion? Like, I showed that to people. They're like, why is this funny? I was
dude,
like, because
the
one
where he didn't
funny.
Get the job at Fruit Loops?
No, I haven't seen it. Wait, dude. What? I've seen every episode. Which one is that?
There's one dude, he's wearing a cone on his head and like a black jumpsuit. He's like, I didn't get the job at Fruit Loops. And he's wearing like a dog cone. And he's like, you may now feast from my body. And he's on the subway, a packed subway in New York. And he dumps all the, like, the Fruit Loops and milk and the
yes,
cone.
Yes, I have
like,
seen
goes,
that.
He's like, I didn't get the job at Fruit Loops.
Dude, or the one where he crashes in like that business meeting. He's like, just trying to get a sponsorship with Sprite. And there's like a bone popping out of his leg.
Yeah, man, he's funny. Dude, my favorite
dude, he's
bit on
fucking
that show
genius.
Is,
I love him.
I forget who he was interviewing, but it was just like some chick and he... these three people come out and they just have numbers like pick one, just pick a person, come on. She's like, I got number two, and they just blast. Just gets shot, he falls down, the other two carry him off.
He gets arrested and that cop like puts him in handcuffs and they just start like tongue making out. Dude, it
chases him into like a sandwich place.
It's the
best.
Oh,
dude, that's the one where he said he like got like almost like really almost like beat the fuck up.
Yeah, it was
like,
James Adomian, right?
He's been arrested. He got arrested in season one. Dude, he's just I'm so envious of just the lack of fucks he gives.
I think a lot of acid will do that to you.
Yeah,
let's do a lot of acid.
He was
he was
like a world class bass player. Yeah,
he went to.
He went
to Berkeley.
Berkeley,
yeah. Dude.
I listened to his WTF episode, and he said people always come up to him and think he's like fucking wild or whatever. And he seems like a pretty chill guy. He's like people always.
He's really
him up
smart.
Like,
he's really
through
like articulate.
Window. So he's like, well, no, like it's a TV show, man.
Yeah,
he also plays
yeah.
into it. Like he was in that show, Hot Ones, and he smashed a bottle.
Yeah,
of his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
he was funny.
We had the hottest hot sauce from Hot Ones.
Did you guys watch his?
It's really hot.
You want to try it?
We have some Megadeth sauce here.
It's
pretty fucking hot.
We used to.
Do we have anything to eat it with?
I can get
we put it on a
you.
Cracker. That's all we did.
We used to fuck
I'm
with
telling
my,
you,
like,
if you're into this, unless you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, we're doing it on the pod? Oh, let's do it.
Yeah.
We used to fuck with, like, we had this one kid named, like, my childhood best friend growing up. We don't shoot the shit that much anymore.
I mean, this is going to be, I'm going to be fucking fun.
It won't,
no,
like, ruin
no,
your
it's
night
fine,
or anything, but
you'll know. Every time I've been here, I've taken
I heard it tastes good, though.
It does. It
I don't
tastes
think it tastes
good.
That great.
No, it like okay. If
it's
you
not the
if you
worst
dilute it
ever,
because
but.
we're eating it straight up. If you dilute it
with
yeah,
water,
it will taste. Yeah,
I'm
it
saying,
will
like,
taste
put it,
good.
I said when we tried it the first time, I was like, put like the amount we had on a cracker, put that in like a pot of chili, and it would be good.
Oh, probably yeah.
But it's like
it says.
I'm gonna start making my own hot sauce.
It says on the yeah, cover, "Do not it. Use without yeah. dilution." Like
it's actually really not that hard to do. You can do it in a mason, like a big mason jar.
A buddy of mine had some for
dude,
a while.
My mom does shit like
made.
That. My mom's like one time I was
Timmy Dunkel. We named names. He made hot sauce.
Really? Yeah, I make
well,
like, pickles
no,
all the time.
I have a friend who like he I'm definitely not gonna name names because like he grew his own weed. But he like brews his own beer. He brews his own cider.
You didn't have to tell us that part.
Yeah, I did. I really didn't have to tell you that part. But like all the weed was great. The fucking, I mean, I've never smoked weed straight off the leaf like that.
Okay.
But it was great.
Here we go.
His beer and cider is delicious.
It's spicy. I would hang on to the rest putting of it on bread is bread great, and you might need it afterwards.
What was he gonna do? Throw it somewhere?
I feel like if you eat plain white bread after your mouth's like wait, on what fire, is that? That's gotta is that help, right?
This is just a crumb. I thought it was mold. We it's just hot. Gave him moldy.
Oh,
it catches
creeps.
Up to
it
you.
Creeps. Yeah.
Don't eat the bread yet. No, I mean eat.
Yeah, I would hang
bread.
On to the
take
bread.
It out
I
your
would
mouth.
Hang on to the bread.
It's hot, but like I'm like.
It doesn't taste bad, though, right?
It's not terrible.
No, but it wouldn't go, make it certainly wouldn't make food better.
It just doesn't go away. Is the thing.
You know what I mean, it's hot, but if you just like relax and be like, I'm gonna be okay.
You gotta meditate. You shouldn't have to meditate through your sauce.
It's like
though,
a trip.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. You shouldn't have to really buckle down.
You're cool,
down,
man.
Like,
just keep
all
breathing.
Right.
That's what you said after you ate it. Like I feel like I'm coming down from a mushroom trip.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty exhilarating.
It's good though. It's good for your brain.
You get like an endorphin release from eating really spicy shit like that.
Yeah.
I feel very awake.
The mega death with liquid rage. Feel alive. That's what it says on the bottle, dude. That shit'll wake you up.
Ooh, yeah, that's hot.
Suggested uses. It doesn't. There isn't a suggested use.
Oh, that's going to really hurt coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was surprised. I didn't get any day after.
I felt like I had, like, the next, like, two shits I took were
oh, yeah.
spicy. Maybe I just
spicy
had some
shits.
Spicy shits. Well,
that's hot.
Hey, Colin. Right, is he in the kitchen? You want to bring this man a glass of...
Yeah, you want some water?
Something.
Sure.
Yeah. Just, like, trucking through it right now. There's no need to...
You know, before I get you water, I think we should end this episode. It's been going an hour 20 minutes.
That sounds good.
That sounds good. Matt, what's going on in your life, man? You got anything coming up?
Coming to Dead Comedy on Sundays at a live one on Halsted. And,
I was catching up to you. Your face is red.
It's Halsted and Diversity,
it's
right?
Halsted and Diversity. It's really fun. It's on like 9:30. Or we say 9, but it's usually like more 10:15. Yeah, I'll come do edibles with us and hang out. That's fun.
Hell yeah.
You heard it here, Dreamers.
Whoa.
Cool. Hell yeah, man. Thanks for coming on,
dude.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is
hell
fun.
Yeah. Thanks, right. Dude.
Yeah, dream on. Yeah.
I'm George Clooney.
Yeah, by the way, this was George Clooney.
As an Asian man. Bing, 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 bong, bong, bing, yong, bing, yong, ching, ching.